stick this in your ear.
The number one internet shock radio network.
Shock me, with that deviant behavior.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit. My name is Richie, and...
And my name is Sammy!
I mean, we've been off for a while.
It's a long time.
It's like I feel like I'm a rookie here.
In fact, we were off so long that your hair went blue.
Yeah, Renegade Nation, I dyed my hair blue. All the females love it, though.
No, they don't. They're just...
Anyway, yeah. So we took off for a week, and it's weird being back in the studio.
It is. I think it's more than a week, bro.
Is it more than a week?
I think so.
Anyway, we're back. So Renegade Nation, the numbers were fabulous. Thank you so much to all of our fans out there.
Yeah.
We had close to 7,000 downloads this week alone.
Oh, my God.
The week's not even over yet.
Amazing. Hey.
So thank you to all the talk show hosts, Everly Isby, Kenzie, Naughty Nicole, The Rhino Report, Spaced Out Radio,
Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Free talk.
Free talk.
Naughty Nicole.
No, I already said Naughty. Oh, who'd I miss? I missed somebody. And then they'll get pissed off at me.
I don't know.
I didn't write it all down. Anyway, it's been one of those week renegades. Happy 4th of July, mofos. Hope you had all a good time. We surely did.
No, we didn't.
We went. Well, I did. I'm not going to say why.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I'm not going to say why I did, but I had a good time. Yeah, I don't want to get into that right now because a lot of people do listen to this, and I don't want to eliminate myself in anything. I had one hell of a 4th of July blast. Renegade Nation, it was fireworks.
Minus the fire.
Minus the fire. Anyway. So thank you again to all the followers. Don't forget MotorBunny.com if you're looking, if you can't get your penis up anymore and you're just about giving up.
Or you're just tired of sex in general.
If you're tired of sex in general, then what you do is you keep her happy.
And you won't have to worry about a divorce.
Yeah, you don't have to pay all that money out, alimony and everything.
And if she says that the thing is like too cold, just detach it, put it in the microwave, get it up to 98.7 degrees, show it back on, and she'll be okay.
So, again, thank you. Oh, by the way, Renegade Nation, we restarted Sky Pilot Radio.
Yes.
The 60s through the 80s, MG Kelly, who is syndicated nationwide, is on board with us, as well as the late, great Real Don Steele, who MG has the rights to. So,
yes.
Great music, great disc jockeys, better than the majority of bullshit out there. You should listen, and you can hear music that you haven't heard in a long time.
And you know what a lot of people are saying, you know, when we got the emails, is that they enjoy that it's mixed.
Yeah, it's a good mix. Yeah, it's classic. It's classic hits. It's classic music.
All mixed.
And we play everything. So it's not like your stupid regular radio station in your hometown. They're being told what to play by the New York Bangsters. We're playing everything. Everything gets played. And if you don't like the song, just so what? Just listen to keep on listening. It's a lot of music.
And I think what our goal is, people don't have to, they won't hear the same song within 3 weeks. I think that's what our goal
is. Yeah, it's within about 2.5 weeks. You're close. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. There's so much music in there. Plus now we have MG and we have the Real Don Steele playing all that other music. It's just loaded with music. What can I say? So go to skypilotradio.com and check it out. Enjoy the music. Mm-hmm. Put it on your Bluetooth and listen in. And it's going to bring back a lot of good
memories. And not only that, some of your favorite hosts with Renegade is going to be doing their own shows.
Are you going to do one?
I am. I'm going to do a dedication show.
You're going to do a dedication show. And I think Everly wants to do a show.
I'm going after Delilah.
Delilah, Tom Jones with the panties being thrown. Usepanties.com. Now, Tom Jones is actually the one who started the used panty thing.
Did he really?
Yeah, well, he went out and sang, "What's New Pussycat?" Well, the pussycat was the pussy, and then the girls started throwing their panties at him.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Back in the day, yeah, that's what they did.
See, that kind of grossed me out even more.
I don't even know. I don't know if it was the panties they had on or they bought with them. I don't know, but they were throwing panties at him.
I can't. Well, that was, in the 1960s, right?
66 through 69 during those, when he was very popular. What's new, pussycat?
That's it's
not unusual.
Well, that was during the Flower Child era, right?
Yeah, so all those ladies are now grandmoms.
They're listening to this show, goes, "Oh, honey, they just talked about me."
They talked about me throwing my panties when I was 19 years old at Tom Jones. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So, what else do we have to talk about before we get into the orgy of all orgies?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, nothing else that you need to...
Nothing CUMs to me.
Anything, any... anybody that you want to say hi to, or any of your followers, which you have two?
No, I lost that one. I only have one.
You lost that one?
No.
Anyway, so in the news, everybody's talking about the G20 summit in Hamburg, where Putin's there. And also, I just read on Drudge, Renegade Nation, that the Russian premier, the president of Russia, Putin, said, we didn't have anything to do with that election. Nothing to do with it. See, now, they got everybody upset, these fucking banksters and the rest of these shitheads out there writing all these stories to make Trump look like an idiot. God. And the American people. And the Russian president said, we had nothing to do with any of that. Of course, like I said, the Russians are going to come into Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, or Waukegan, Illinois, or whatever, and go in there and say, hey, if you don't vote for Trump, we're going to kill everybody. I mean, it's so stupid that you believe something that was so dumb.
Yeah, that's just it.
Come on, wake up, people. Come on. I mean, you can't change the election of the United States, of the people of the United States. You just can't do that. The Russians, nobody can do that.
No.
So all that wasted garbage, and everybody getting upset on Facebook, and everybody pissed off, and everybody, and then the CNN thing when Trump was beating up the CNN.
Was funny.
That was funny. Now, a lot of people got offended by that. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. Then CNN went after the guy who actually put the gift together on Reddit, I think.
They were going, now they're pissed off when he fights back, because all the other presidents don't want to fight back, because guess what? Those dumb sons of bitches kept rolling over licking their nuts. Now you got a guy in there that doesn't roll over, and you can't get over it.
Yep, you can't get over it. So, Renegade Nation, don't believe the mainstream media. I've been telling you for years, me and Sammy have been saying it for a long time, don't believe everything they write, because they are trying to dumb you down and make you feel that you'd made the wrong decision, when in fact you made the right decision. The jobs are up, employment's up, everything's going really good. We don't need this aggravation from these fucking far left liberal shitheads that basically are pissed off that their girl Clinton didn't get in. Okay, so let's move on. Okay, we're gonna move on to this. You know, I'm a recovering Roman Catholic.
A gay one.
No, I'm not gay. I got my, oh, no.
You're on the fence right now.
Yeah, I'm on the fence. Anyway, I've been saying this for years, that I'm a recovering Roman Catholic.
You have.
They stole the money from our parents way back in the day. They beat us up. They beat us up with boards of education. And I've told you over and over again how I feel about that. If you're going to have sex with me, you have to dress up as a nun, have that thing squashed in your face and that big piece of white cardboard on your chest. That really gets me excited. And then what they used to do to me was they would bend me over the desk and beat the shit out of me with the board of education. So now I have a kink, and that kink happens to be that you have to dress up as a nun and lean me over the bed and beat me, and then I get hard.
About a priest?
Well, I'm talking about the nuns.
But what if I dressed up as a priest and did
it?
Would it still be the same?
That's not going to happen that way, no.
You won't get excited.
I won't get excited that way.
Not if I get you drunk as hell.
No, not even if I get drunk.
Okay.
No. Anyway, so what happened is these people have been having sex for a long time, and who in the fuck do these people think they are to tell us what to do and what not to do? Well, you're going to go to heaven or hell one way or the other. That's what they say. But this week, the Vatican cops busted a drug-fueled gay orgy at the home of a cardinal's aide.
Was the Pope?
Pope was probably watching it too from via closed circuit.
Is that how it all started?
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
What's that in my asshole? Ooh. I remember time. Now you think we're fucking filthy. Look at this shit. Look at this.
Well, we are filthy.
It's just no. It is disgusting. The Vatican, now they're trying to keep this fucking quiet, Sam.
Richie, why is that disgusting when men are trying to pleasure each other that cannot have vaginas?
Well, they can if they want the vagina world.
Yeah, but why are you going against them? They need this.
Oh, that's right, they do. I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings? If I did, good. I'm glad you're hurt. I hope you get some big fucking 19-inch black dick up your ass. You rip your fucking prostate out.
God.
Vatican police raided a drug-fueled gay sex party at an apartment belonging to one of the aides of the Pope Francis' key advisors.
They were involved too.
Who?
The key advisors?
I don't know. They lie so much. Whoa. Who the hell knows what was going on? The Holy Father supposedly, allegedly, is enraged since the home inhabited by Francisco Cardinal Capolabulacuca Secretary belongs to the Vatican Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith. This is the armed renegade nation charged with tackling clerical sex abuse.
God. So how did they did one of the priests that wasn't involved kind of tell on him?
Somebody wasn't invited.
They weren't invited. So he's like, right. Oh, you ain't going to invite me? So guess what? Okay.
So the cops raided this apartment in late June after neighbors voiced concern about multiple people acting strange.
Oh, God.
While streaming in and out of the residence. I always thought, Sammy, I don't know if I'm right or wrong here, but, you know, when I used to walk home from school, I used to look at the rectory. And the convent. And I always wondered to myself, what do they do on the weekends? Do they sit there with their little black rosary beads saying, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee? Are they fucking?
The rosary beads are in somebody else's ass.
Yeah, they pulled the rosary beads out. Yeah, they stuck rosary beads up their assholes. That's what they did with the rosary beads.
This is your penance.
This is your penance. You're going. This... And now they're covering this shit up. This shit has been going on for so long, Renegade Nation. It's despicable, disgusting, and how dare... Why don't they... And how come the Vatican doesn't help the poor people with all that money and all the treasures and all the art that they have sitting in that fucking building, and everybody's fucking? Now, you're going to take it out on me and Sammy that we are imbeciles, degrade us. You know what? Look at this story. Look at it.
Wow.
But you didn't hear too much on the mainstream media. In fact, I didn't see anything on the mainstream media about this.
I haven't even knew that.
Because they covered it up. They cover everything up. At least it got out a little bit, and then we can talk about it. But if you think that we are disgusting by just talking about this, you need to know this.
Well, it's not to change the subject. I have a private source that, you remember when I was telling you the other day, that they actually had a breach in the Sky Harbor Airport. Not Sky Harbor, McCarran Airport.
That's the international airport here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, where somebody drove through the gate.
So they drove through the gate onto the tarmac?
I guess so.
And it was not on the news, Renegade Nation.
Not on the news.
We got this from a reliable source here in Vegas. We're not going to mention who it is, but a reliable source, and it was not on the news. Nobody talked about this.
No.
Nobody.
And the thing is, that's a dangerous situation. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
And,
Well, because the security sucks down there, that's why. And they don't want everybody to know how bad it is.
Well, yeah, exactly. And it just, the thing is, it's like nobody's going to be safe unless everybody stands up and says, hey, our safety comes first. And the same thing. Why do they have to hide all this? It's true. It happened. If we did it, if you and I did this,
oh God,
it would be blasted.
Two radio show hosts were found in a motel in Florida, and they had corn cobs shoved up each other's asses. There was a gerbil in one of the guys' mouth. Sammy the Sausage Man.
Over to you, Tommy.
So, once the cops got inside this apartment near the Vatican, this was on the Vatican grounds.
Oh, God.
They said they found multiple men engaged in rampant drug use and homosexual activity.
What do you think? What was the first thing that came to their mind when they saw these cops?
Jesus
Christ.
Oh, fuck.
Omni, 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 omni,
and then, can you imagine the officers going, what are you doing? And one of the monks is like fucking the other guy or the priest. He goes, what's it look like I'm doing, asshole?
I guess they're...
And another one snorting cork.
Cork?
Snorting cocaine off the other guy's back.
Or his asshole.
He said he doesn't like cocaine, just likes the smell of it.
Now, this, you disgusting. I thought I was disgusting nation, but I am a recovering Roman Catholic. The AIDS apartment building is the same place where Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger lived for about 25 years before becoming Pope Benedict. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I mean, they got rid of him.
God.
Pope Francis, quote, has decided to accelerate the retirement of who serves as president of the Vatican's Pontifical Council for Legislative Text. What?
Whoa.
What? Can you repeat to me, Renegade Nation? Had recommended the secretary for a promotion to bishop, but his prospects aren't looking good following this incident.
Hmm.
And two previous alleged drug overdoses, too.
Damn.
I'm going to shoot some cocaine up my penis. I wonder if they drank the holy wine. And they took the communion. And
well, then you know what? It's been blessed by Satan.
They are part of Satan. It's a debauchery. Satan is the right hand man.
That's touch right. My penis.
Touch my penis, boy.
Hey,
what?
Did you hear about the federal prosecutors that Trump had fired?
No, I didn't hear about that. Well, let me say this, and then we'll go into that. We'll take a break. Renegade Nation, the current Pope has single-handedly destroyed the church. Now, let me say this. They destroyed the church a long time ago.
I was just going to say, it's not just this.
The parish that I grew up in Philadelphia is closed. All those parishes around where I grew up are all closed down.
Why don't you tell them what they said to you when your best friend got, his mother and father got divorced and you couldn't be friends with them?
Oh, yeah. You know what they do, Renegade Nation? When back in the day when you're playing with, I'm playing with Sam. Let's just make Sam as the example. So me and Sam are friends and we're playing and, you know, doing our thing and having a good time as little kids. Now, Sam's parents happen to get a divorce, okay? Now, when they get this divorce, they have to go to this Catholic church. I mean, they controlled everything. So once the church found out that they got divorced, they were excommunicated from the church. And also, I was not allowed to play with Sam anymore because Sam is part of the Satan group now. So they're bad people. That's what they used to do.
See, that's crazy.
Yeah, they were fucking crazy.
They made the kids also suffer from the parents. That's just ridiculous.
Well, it's like when you have intercourse with you're married. You have intercourse, you make love, and you make a baby. Okay, here's what they say. And this is what I found. I mean, I even took them when I was in high school. The baby comes out of the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They say it's mortal sin. Well, it's an act of love, isn't it?
Yeah.
And maybe I'm fucked up in the head, but it's an act of love between a man and a woman. The man's going into the vagina with his penis and they're making a baby. It's called love. They say that the reason that the child, it came out of a vagina, is made of mortal sin, and that's how they make more money, by having the baptisms.
Well, I would like to know if there's truth to this story, that when one of our listeners, when they were talking to me, and we were talking about what we're going to talk about today, and he made the comment that they actually have an underground somewhere where they have a bunch of dead babies.
Yeah,
because they had these, the nuns were getting pregnant.
I think a lot of nuns got pregnant.
And they were, and they gave birth and they left them down underneath.
Who knows what's in there. But anyway, the current Pope has single-handedly destroyed the church and driven away Catholic Christians in droves. His behavior, Renegade Nation, and actions have openly defined him and made it glaringly defined that he is a homosexual, pedophile, and an agent of Satan, which has successfully infiltrated the church and works for the church's destruction. Now, Renegade Nation, if there are any Catholics left, which I'm not one of them, are left who are in support of this Pope and those in positions of current administration of the church, then I believe they can be considered equal homosexuals and pedophiles. It appears that God has made known what these abominations have worked to hide it.
Hide it.
It is sad, Renegade Nation, it's sad. And it seems to be a universal evil which has spread from Hollyweird through our government, through the court systems, right down to the local mayors, police, public service workers, and even taken over the church. It forces you to ask yourself, are there any left who are not vile homosexuals, crooks, and swine? I want you to think about that, Renegade Nation, because our parents back in the day paid a lot of money to these people. And you know what? I actually think that the mob learned from the church, the Roman Catholic Church, of how to steal a lot of money.
Well, you know that the mob was actually funding the churches.
No, I think the churches were funding the mob because that's where they got the ideas for bingo and they had all these things going on.
You
anyway,
think?
Yeah, I do. I really do. That's my opinion. Now, I'm probably pissed off a lot of people, but you know what? That's how I feel. How do you feel, Sammy?
The same way, Richie.
But they're covering this up. They're covering this drug-filled gay orgy. They're covering it up, but I'm not going to cover it up. I want this story out all over the place. You better wake the fuck up. So we're going to take a break. And I don't want this one. Whoops, I hit the wrong button. Here we go. All right, we'll be right back. Hang in there, Renegade Nation. All
Are your freedoms being destroyed?
Like free speech?
Shut up!
Then fucking stay here and be blunt about it.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
We'll be right back.
This is the music you'll hear on Sky Pilot Radio. I think it's the Hollies.
Isn't it?
That's what she said about you.
School, our games were simple. I played a janitor, you played a monitor, then you played with older boys.
I see
and
a little
prefect.
Boy walking around with a big balloon. A sunset balloon.
Hey, Father Jack, look at that one.
Hey, Carrie Ann,
the hell with the girls.
Play?
You want to play? Okay, a little bit of the Hollies from the mid-60s, I guess, that came out. That's on Sky Pilot. Don't forget MotorBunny.com. If your penis won't go up or you're fed up, just go get the damn thing.
Yeah, the first, if for coochie smells, you want to get some protection.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, the coochie smells and you just don't want to go near it anymore. It's fat, has lips, it has hair, pubic hair, especially in the heat.
And it looks like
Job of the Hutt.
Run. Go to motorbunny.com. Don't forget skypilotradio.com. Go there, check out MG Kelly and, of course, the late, great Real Don Steele.
Yippers.
And Sammy will be doing a show, a dedication show on Sky.
Yes.
And I think Everly Isby's going to do one. I think a lot of people are going to want to do shows, music radio shows. Maybe I'll do one.
Well, I want to see what kind of emails I get.
Oh, you'll get emails. People like to hear, you know, great music and be dedicated all over the world.
Well, I hope I get the crazy people that, you know.
Well, you know, then you send out that message. If you're fucking crazy and you want to, just email Sammy at Renegade Sammy.
No, it's Sammy Renegade Talk at Gmail.
Sammy Renegade Talk
at Gmail.
Okay, just email. Anyway, so Sammy was going through the news and found this really interesting article about all these federal prosecutors around the country are being fired. It's called cleaning up the swamp, draining the swamp, as Trump promised. He's getting rid of all of them because they're all crooked, Renegade Nation.
Exactly.
In fact, talking about crooked and all that bullshit, one of my friends on Facebook, mm-hmm. am I going to mention his name? He had a 30-day suspension, and he got back on. And, so we were all talking, chatting last night about this.
Facebook? He got 30 days?
30 days, yeah. And I'm not going to say his name, but you know, I'm glad you're back on. It won't last long. You'll be back off because he really goes for the.
Is he like us?
Oh yeah, he's like us. And I said to him, I said, so everybody was saying, where have you been? And the computer hacking, and he's getting into all this bullshit. And I go, I'm glad you're back. I mean, I've been in there 35 times now. Maybe you can beat me. And he's just laughing and carrying on. So anyway, these federal prosecutors are now being fired. But you don't hear anything on the mainstream media about these federal prosecutors being fired. Why is that, Sammy?
I don't know.
The top federal prosecutor from Maine was on vacation in Florida this year, Renegade Nation, when he got his phone rang. Guess what? He recognized the number coming from the Justice Department.
Oh, shit. They saw my computer.
Oh, fuck. I had something on that computer.
the gay priests.
Yeah, and gay priest. The caller delivered a stunning demand to the attorney. I'm not even going to mention his name. That day in March, resign by midnight. You're fired. Get out.
And this guy's on fucking vacation thinking everything is great. And Jesus Christ. And he's sitting there going, fuck.
Oh, shit.
It's like Comey getting fired after he's on the freaking FBI.
So with no access to a computer, Renegade Nation, this attorney waited until he returned home, of course, a few days later before dashing off a note in his personal stationery addressed to the person who ordered his ouster. Who do you think it was?
President Trump.
Mr. Trump. That's right. Also, 45 other top federal prosecutors were also
axed.
You're fired.
Get out.
Way to go, Trump.
The final line of the short note stated, I hereby resign as instructed.
So now what's he going to do? Open his own practice?
I guess so.
Working for the mob?
Now they're saying the former U.S. attorney for Montana, and the other one, I don't mention their names, both said there was nothing in the substance of their letter, these letters, that was so inherently personal to justify the government's insistence on keeping the record secret. So it's getting out. But you don't hear this on the mainstream media, these federal prosecutors. No.
That's why I wanted to do this.
I'm glad you did that, Sammy. I'm glad you found this. They're getting fired and nobody knows anything. The Freedom of Information Act specifically allows the government to selectively remove info that should remain private from documents that contain otherwise releasable material, man. Something the Burlington Free Press specifically requested the Justice Department to do in case of the U.S. attorney resignation letter. So apparently somebody in the mainstream media knows about this, but they're not saying anything about it, Sammy.
Of course not.
The Free Press, which like USA Today is part of the USA Today network, they were trying to get the letters, Renegade Nation, under the Freedom of Information Act. In mid-March, this all happened, and then had an appeal to the Justice Department refusal in May. So the government attorneys also turned down the appeal. So what is really going on? Apparently, he's cleaning up the fucking slop mess that's in that fucking D.C. like he said he was going to do.
He did it.
But guess what? We're not being told about this. We need to be told.
Man.
Justice Department reps have said no to interview requests. When asked to respond to the release of the resignation letters from the two former U.S. attorneys and their comments critical of the agency's decisions, a spokeswoman, blah, 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 responded by email, the Department of Justice will decline comments.
You're done.
Vermont Senior Senator Democrat Patrick Leahy, whatever his name is, suggested calling each of the U.S. attorneys to ask what's in their letters.
Wow.
So I'm glad you pulled this up.
Me too.
Yeah, he's cleaning everything up like he said he was going to do, except we're not being told about it. At least they're trying to get
people. You know what's crazy is like you actually got a man, a president, is doing exactly what he's going to freaking do, and you want to cry like little fucking schoolgirls. God,
they're little snowflakes. They don't know anything. They don't know about the history of the country. They don't know what happened with Obama's administration. They don't know anything about anything. But we do because we've been involved in it for so long. The Renegade Nation, these people are being fired. And I wish that the Justice Department would let us know that these federal prosecutors are being kicked out. And that must be a lot of
coercion.
Coercion going on for Trump to get rid of them all.
Not coercion, but...
What is that word?
Corruption.
Corruption. So he said he was going to clean it up, and that's what draining the swamp is, the corruption that is going on in the higher echelon of the Justice Department. And now you know. But you have to understand that the mainstream media, nothing's being said about these guys getting fired. And nobody can get the information.
You know what's crazy is that they've gotten away with it for so long.
Yeah.
And now you've got it where you got somebody in there who's like, man, this isn't how... And then we've always said that when Trump gets in office, if he runs it like a business, because America is a business also, that's what's going to make us all prosperous.
That's happening right now with the job market. The economy's booming. The stock market.
How many of these senators and legislature members, how many of them do you think got so much freaking money by having all of our jobs taken out of America?
It's called special interest.
And into these other countries.
Yeah, it's called special interest. And they made sure that those jobs went over for their benefit, Renegade Nation, not for your benefit. But you better pay those fucking taxes.
Yeah.
You better pay the taxes. But the jobs are going overseas. Trump is changing all this. You'll see within the first 2 years of his presidency, the biggest change coming from Obama's final 4 years, you're going to see major change. And guess what? You're going to be happy.
You know what else I've also noticed, too? Have you noticed after the, what's that stupid redhead cunt name? Katy Perry, but the other.
Oh, that stupid comedian.
Yeah, Griffith. Have you noticed nobody else has been coming out with any craziness?
No. Well, it was on the news the other day. I saw it on Drudge, Renegade Nation. Secret Service actually went over that, just like you said, and when that happened, the Secret Service interviewed her. So I'm pretty sure they told her, you better shut up.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's what I was telling you because I was surprised.
You said that. That was the first thing out of your mouth.
Yeah, where the fuck are they at?
Well, they were there.
Because you know my security background. I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah, well, they did. And I saw that and I thought of you. I said, I remember she said that right at the time that story broke. But notice there's nothing being talked about with her.
Nothing.
I mean, they just shut it down,
yep,
man.
It got quiet real quick.
Well, it was on Facebook, and it was in the news, too, that they did, excuse me, Renegade Nation, they did interview her, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what you get. Her career's ruined. Nobody's going to hire her.
Nope.
And as soon as she goes to do something, they're gonna hang that, they're going to show that picture again.
She's going to have to work at a sushi burrito place.
Hi, I used to be a comedian, a third-class comedian, but I'm run now the manager of the sushi burrito place.
Will that be a bowl, or will that be on sushi paper?
I don't think she could do that right, to be honest with you. Anyway, so we're going to get out of here. Renegade Nation, have a great week. That's right. Today's Friday.
Out of the salt mines.
Out of the salt mines.
Into the vaginas.
Into the vaginas. And also, smoke. Oh, you can smoke pot here legally now. Come to Nevada. You can smoke pot legally. You can get all fucked up.
Now, before we go, you know Vegas did the best thing. That's how they're going to get the tourists back.
That's why they did it. Why do you think they passed that law to make marijuana
so that
legal
they can
here.
Build their stadium.
So they can build a stadium,
yep.
Which nobody wants to pay for.
Nope.
Also, on top of that, it's very expensive on the marijuana. But once you get here,
you can
smoke
it.
Smoke your ass off. I think you can have up to an ounce. Is it an ounce?
On your person.
On your person. And you can't walk around the streets,
no,
though.
You can't. You got to hide under a cop car and do it.
Okay, sit in the cop car.
Yeah, sit in the cop car and do it. Because they're doing it too.
They're doing it too. They're all doing it. Fuck, we finally get high. In fact, Renegade Nation, the lines on July
were crazy.
They were like three blocks long. These are the people that have never smoked pot, but they wanted to do it because it was illegal. It's legal, and then they just made a shitload of money.
You know what's crazy? And I wish they would have done this when my mother was alive because, you know, she had cancer, and I had to go get pot, dude.
Yeah.
I had to go get pot.
Don't get me started on this. It's their God who put it here. Renegade Nation, their God, even the orgy people in the Vatican, they praise their God. God, as they say, put the trees here and the cherries and the tomato plants and pepper plants and also marijuana.
You know what I like is that the pharmaceutical company's all pissed off.
Yeah, what do you need them for? You just smoke some pot, man.
CBD.
CBD.
Don't do anything for pain.
No, CBD.
Just do the CBDs.
So anyway, their God put the marijuana here, and then if you had a joint 20 years ago, you got caught with one joint, you're 10 years in the state prison. It's stupid. I hope all those people that got busted get out.
Oh, they're gonna get out.
I hope so.
Anyway,
we're gonna get
have
out.
Have a great weekend, fuckheads.
Have a great weekend, Renegade Nation. See you, fuckheads.